Across Australia, this is Books and Arts Daily. I'm Michael Cathcart. Nice to be with you this morning. Now, do you have an unpublished manuscript hidden away in a bottom drawer? Perhaps you have a drawer full of rejection slips from publishers. At what point should you decide to stop dreaming or rewriting and editing and go it alone? So the possibilities of self-publishing, they've really changed with e-publishing. So you've got writers such as Hugh Howey, who became successful with online books before getting the backing from mainstream publishers. In fact, many writers are shunning those publishers and saying, look, self-publishing is the way to go. Now, one of these is Jay McCauley. Jay lives in regional New South Wales, and he thinks that part of the challenge to getting a book published might be that he doesn't know the right people or go to the right parties. Jay McCauley's novel is called The King of Sunday Morning, and he told Kate Evans the story of its making.
My name is J.B. McCauley. I've been a writer, a presenter, and in the DJ music business for a long time, since its first inception in the current format of nightclub DJs. But I've been writing about music and also working for online magazines and on the radio, both in the UK, and not so much on a professional level in Australia, but on community radio, doing stuff for the NSL when that was the National Soccer League, doing commentary and stuff. And as a writer, I used to write about my experiences of going out and assessments of different DJs and movements within the music genre. I also worked as a news journalist over in Europe during the Olympics. So I've always been writing. It's something that, although I went to university and studied journalism, I think writing is something that you are inherently born with if you're good at it. I think you can teach tricks and little nuances like painting by numbers, but really when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, your style is your style. And if you've got the ability to tell a good story, I think people should be encouraged to do that. And people have done that with this book for me and said I had a good story to tell. So let's put it in print and put it out there.
So you've written a novel, but I just want to pause on your sort of writing career and experience. So in terms of professionally published writing, that tended to be non-fiction and journalism, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, straight to the point. Yeah, I used to do a lot of interviews for DJs and have to go along and do assessments of work that they've put out in production techniques and things like that. So it was basically on the reality side of things, you know, like going to do events, festivals, just doing one-on-one interviews with quite famous DJs over a period of time, and also wrote, like I said, I did a little bit of journalism in the UK, writing for local newspapers, doing court events, doing the main things that most people do, doing the local courts and things like that.
So tell me then, what is the appeal of writing fiction for you? Is it something that you've always done?
Yes, it is something I've always done. I like, with my children and things like that, I always used to write them little stories, short stories, fantasy novels, not as in fantasy science fiction, but, you know, phantasmal tales. And I love fiction because it gives you the chance to drive the story. Like I said, when you're a reporter, you have to report exactly what you've seen or what you've heard. Whereas when you're a writer of fiction, you can expand a character or a scene or a setting to the most unbelievable event you've ever witnessed, or you can keep it really simple. And I like that freedom to write and to explore human nature.
So is this the first novel that you've written? Tell us about this one. It's called The King of Sunday Morning.
This is my first foray into a full-length model, like a novel, sorry, a long story with all kinds of different tales within that. The story itself is about a DJ born into a criminally connected family in the UK who gets involved in all sorts of illicit goings-on, like drug trade and criminal activities like standover men and things like that. And eventually, due to a process of making some really bad choices, has to go on the run. He gets a hit placed on him. And in doing so, has to give up everything he's ever loved. And he's on the run for approximately 10 years before he gets to Australia. And he is a very talented DJ within the book. And he's had to hide his talent throughout that whole experience because he's not allowed to become famous, because if he does, it will all go wrong for him. So that's the basic premise of the book. And the rest of it is how he gets out of people discovering who he is.
I want to talk to you about the writing process. So it seems to me, reading the novel, that you've written it as a crime novel that's also drawing on a whole lot of traditions of sort of gangster badland novels, particularly in that sort of UK tradition.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write? And tell me about the process of, you know, writing, revising, editing.
The writing itself, the main guts of the novel, only really took about 6 months, but that was every day. Writing excerpts. I set myself a challenge of planning the whole book entirely, and then every day writing for about 3 or 4 hours a day within that process for over 6 months. And then I left it on the back burner for a while because I got involved in a new relationship and things get away from you. And it wasn't until about 6 months ago that my wife encouraged me to get it published. She said, you know, like, she really enjoyed it. She wanted to see it out there. And although I've got more front than Buckingham Palace, I wasn't confident that it had reached that stage. So I went back over the last 6 months, this was like in Christmas of this year, and rewrote madly nearly everything that I'd done.
So you ended up with a manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? You sent it to conventional publishers?
Yes, I did, in the format prior to me rewriting it. So it wasn't ready to go. Thinking back on it, if I had been a publisher and I'd picked it up in that original format, I'd have knocked it back too. But I also realised that the book I'm writing is for a particular type of reader and a particular niche market. It's not something that would appeal to the broad publishing world within Australia, which is very mainstream and quite conservative.
So, mind you, there's a lot of crime novels out there,
yeah,
and it is fitting in that genre. So it why is. Do you say it doesn't fit?
I think mainly because I'm not a name already, or I'm not a criminal gangster. It seems to me, and I don't want it to seem like sour grapes, because I understand the industry out there, that there's so many writers and so many books released every day that it's hard for publishers to focus on something they've never heard of before, or a person they've never heard of before. But a familiar lament from most writers within Australia who are having trouble trying to get a publishing deal is that unless you're already quite famous, or unless you've got a name within the media already, it's very hard for you to get your work published.
It's also very much a part of the history of writing and publishing, though, that people get rejected, they rework, they keep on editing. Why not just keep working on the book, change it, refine it, and keep on submitting?
I'm very comfortable with how it sits at the moment. I have received a lot of reviews from overseas, in the United States, for example, who are more open to looking at stuff from unpublished authors. I'm quite happy with where it sits at the moment, that I don't think it needs any more rewriting, any more polishing. I know that might sound that I may have more knowledge than people within the industry, but that's how I feel about the work. And because the feedback has been so positive throughout the whole process, I don't think it needs any more added to it.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think that it could be edited and restructured, and that, again, that's something that all writers do.
Mm.
And I wonder if you've had an external
at it. Yeah, I have had a couple of external editors look at it. It hasn't been a whole process on my own. Like, I'm not that arrogant that I would say that I know more than anybody else in the industry. And that's why it took me so long to rewrite for the 6 months, to narrow it down to the bones of what you've got now. Because before it was longer than that. It was 600 pages long.
So at the moment, it actually is a self-published novel.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? How do you actually do it?
The process itself is long and arduous, because you're relying on yourself and the assistance of people who are willing to work for free most of the time. So the whole process is a labour of love.
What sort of investment is it, though? Because it costs money to publish, self-publish.
Oh, yeah. The actual publishing process itself is a bottomless pit if you're doing it yourself. And, you know, especially when you're talking about man hours yourself, you know, like what I'm doing, I would pay a publishing house 8 people 24 hours 7 to work on my product for me. So the major investment is time. Having to get the book edited and re-edited, like I said, takes an enormous amount of time.
So why not just publish it online?
Because I'm old-fashioned, and as much as I understand how people are moving onto the e-format platform and how they do it, I love turning the pages of a book. I always have done, and I think it may sound a little bit elitist, but I think that you need to make books available in both genres. Some people just don't adapt well to the technology. I love being able to see how far I've got to go in a book. I like the actual physical contact with a book, because you can grow old with a book. A book ages with you.
Whereas, and you can take it to the beach without worrying somebody's going to nick your arm.
Exactly, you know, but it's something that I've when I had both versions finished and I could download the electronic version, that was great. It's fine, looks fantastic on the e-reader. But it wasn't until I got the finished article of the book that I felt that I'd really achieved something and accomplished something.
And so I guess really what I'm wanting to get a sense of is what it means to be an emerging writer who's trying to make your way into the publishing world. What are you going to do next? Are you going to concentrate on this book, possibly in different forms, or, you know, pushing that, or are you going to keep writing works?
I'm definitely going to keep writing new works.
But what approach are you going to take? Are you going to keep trying to self-publish, or are you going to try to, you know, work within the mainstream industry? And if that means, you know, what they call murdering your darlings, changing things, rewriting.
I would be the first to admit, if I had a publisher come on board and would take me under their wing and help me with getting the book out there to a wider audience, but, and like you said, murdering your darlings, to a certain extent I would always welcome that, because the process that we're going through at the moment is very, very hard. You know, you're a chief bottle washer, everything, you're all man to everybody, and it's very hard to concentrate on any one thing. So if I could go down the more traditional route, of course I would be more than happy if I was allowed to have at least a lot of poetic license over my own work. I wouldn't want it changed completely. But if that opportunity was given to me, I would be silly not to have a look at it. I'm a realist after all. If I could go down that path, I would have to. But if I don't, I'm quite happy sitting within the self-publishing genre too. It's given me great license over my own work.
On RN, self-published author Jay McCauley speaking to Kate Evans, and his book is called The King of Sunday Morning.